Number one, it's a good basketball community. We certainly are not trying to compete with the university or with Parkland or the high schools. We want to be part of the local basketball community. I think that's one reason. And the other reason was with the league as it is right now, we have six teams. From a geographical standpoint, it was good because it was close to Bloomington.
That's where the Bloomington Flex is, which will be part of this league now.
That's exactly correct. So we started working on locations in the state that were fairly close drive time. What happens with a lot of these minor leagues, if you get your team locations so far apart, you get eaten up with travel expenses. But this is what they call in basketball circles a bus league. We will drive to our games. And there are plans right now to expand the league maybe to an additional six teams next year.
What are your targets for game attendance? What do you need for the team to break even or make money?
Right now, Ed Schumer is more concerned about the actual product that's on the floor. At some point in his model, once we establish good game operations, promotions, etc., then we will aggressively go after fans. But his point was, if you have a heavy marketing campaign and a lot of pre-first game ticket sales and the performance of the game and the operations are not good, that becomes a detriment.
Well, tell me a little bit about the team. Now, you just fielded most of these players, I guess, in the last month or so?
We started practice January 2nd. All of our players have played college ball at varying degrees. We've had some guys in our camp that have actually played pro ball. We had one player that I picked up in Indianapolis last Friday named Rashard McGill. He was actually playing in China about a year ago, and he got home because of some illness in the family. The model of our league is really a developmental league. We want to take young players who still have the basketball skill sets and have a desire to move up their career. And so if we lose, we being the league itself, lose a lot of players from these other teams, we'll be very happy because now we know we've given them a foundation to advance their careers, and that's what the league is about.
And tell me a little bit, just a thumbnail sketch of your coach.
Chris Dalio is our coach. Chris is originally from Chicago. He went to school in Chicago, now lives in Rockford. Chris has a long professional coaching background. He was a coach of the year for 1 year, but he coached several years in the CBA, which is the Continental Basketball Association. He has coached in Italy, overseas. Chris is almost worth a $5 ticket to come and watch our practice. He's very colorful, but a very, very solid and good basketball mind. Good coach.
I don't know if you've ever done this before, managed a team. But
never have. You know, I've been involved in basketball from a media broadcast standpoint, but never have managed a team. It's been a great, very enjoyable, very hectic 5 months. We've got a great staff, and we're very excited to be able to bring to Champaign-Urbana the very first pro basketball team ever. There's been pro basketball played in Champaign, but as far as a local team, that's never been done in history. So we're excited about that.